This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 289 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protests against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. Riot police shot rounds of pepper balls at protesters on Sunday. That's according to Reuters. Hong Kong police wrote in a Facebook post Sunday evening that 289 people had been arrested, mainly for gathering illegally. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Chief Executive Carrie Lam, announced in late July that the city's election would be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The move was widely seen as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was expected to do well in the election. Protesters once again took to the streets of Belarus on Sunday, the latest in nearly a month of demonstrations following disrupted elections that left longtime, disputed elections rather, that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Human rights groups have said at least 70 protesters were detained on Sunday. Lukashenko has been in power since 1994. He claimed victory in elections on August 9th. Opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was heavily rigged. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested and widespread evidence of abuse and torture has been reported. At least 4 people were reported to have died during the demonstrations. Belarus' main opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has been in Lithuania since the election for what she says is her own safety. In an interview with VOA, Tsikhanouskaya says she's working to organize new elections despite Lukashenko's refusal to do so. Our plan is absolutely clear, she said. It's organization of new elections, fair and transparent. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration and the campaign of the Democratic challenger Joe Biden sparred on Sunday on the state of the U.S. economy, 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on the Fox News Sunday television show cited the drop in the unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. But he acknowledged the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been, in her words, an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said Mr. Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing, again, in her words, based on how well rich people are doing. 1 in 5 mothers say their kids under 12 are hungry, she said. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the United States this year. Police in Portland, Oregon, declared a riot Saturday night after several Molotov cocktails were thrown into the street by demonstrators. The police told the crowd of hundreds their demonstration had been declared a riot, meaning it was no longer considered a peaceful protest. They ordered the people to disperse immediately. Police said protesters threw multiple firebombs and that at least one person was injured. Twitter footage from protesters and members of the media show a man who appeared to be a protester with his feet and lower legs ablaze. Activists in Portland have protested for 100 consecutive days for the Black Lives Matter movement. Some of the protests have drawn thousands. The U.S. has been roiled by protests since the death earlier this year of George Floyd. Floyd, a black man who died while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, had been stopped on suspicion of passing a counterfeit $20 bill. His death has come to symbolize what many see as the systemic racism that they see as permeating American society. And tensions deepened Sunday between Germany and Russia over the alleged poisoning of opposition figure Alexei Navalny. Germany threatened sanctions, and Russia accused Berlin of delaying the investigation it demands. Russian opposition leader and anti-corruption campaigner Navalny fell ill on a flight last month. He was treated in a Siberian hospital before being evacuated to Berlin. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.